Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded mostly lower today and everything but the December 15 corn crop. It closed just a little bit higher here to finish the day. But for the most part, everything was weaker here. Wheat futures down 10 or 7 to 12 cents. July Kansas City of 2014 closed down around 11 cents at 7.29. That's retreated quite a bit off of the highs and got cheaper this afternoon or throughout the day today due to the fact that they increased rainfall this morning on the morning GFS forecast. And Southern Plains looks like they'll get some more rain there, helping that wheat crop. Of course, there's adjusters scattered throughout the western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, giving different various estimates on wheat crops. Some are pretty bad, some are not so bad. So a lot of variation here in the wheat crop so far. At any rate, this rainfall will help if we do in fact get it. Now, beans and corn. Beans retreated after yesterday's bullish report. A lot of times, you buy the rumor, sell the fact. When it came out bullish yesterday, it made new highs, went over $15 in May, and then retreated back, and then had some additional selling today. You know, you got to feed that bull market every single day. So it's settled down here. Now, corn, a little bit lower in the front end and up in the December 15.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were a little bit bearish for corn, neutral for beans, and a little bit bullish for the wheat futures. The overall talk today is mainly focused here on the soybeans, as there's three different Chinese firms defaulting on at least 500,000 metric tons of U.S. and Brazilian beans. They're showing that they have weak profit margins and then lack of financing at this point. So this is the biggest default since 2004, according to Reuters. It's pretty interesting to think that they're just not paying for it. So we'll see if that continues to happen. There's also been a lot of talk of shipping South American beans in the U.S. ports to solve our problems. Of course, we've got record low stocks to use ratios here, and the soybeans down to 4% as of yesterday's report. And so that's going to keep beans a big, strong foundation underneath the bean market. As long as we're really tight on supplies, that old crop especially will continue to be strong. Wheat futures, that export report being just a little bit positive here, but that additional rainfall, they really widened the path of the rainfall going from about central Oklahoma out to about Amarillo. Of course, there's not going to be a large amount of rainfall, but anything at this point is going to help us out as our ponds and lakes and reservoirs are so dry and then in the ground soil moisture so low.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 25 cents at 144 even. April feeders were down 60 at 178.27. And April lean hogs were up 15 cents at 125.17. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was off 10 and 3 quarters at 722 and a half. Chicago May wheat down 6 and 3 quarters at 662 and a quarter. Chicago May corn off a penny today at 501 and a quarter. And May soybeans were down 13 cents at 1482 and one quarter. May cotton was off 142 points and closed at 89.02 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.